Well, Gary, we'll try this again. And just as soon as I started, well, it caught up on the edge of the recorder, so I had to start over again. But I took my tape recorder down, and we figured out that it must have been the battery, so I got all that straightened out, I hope. It sure is good to be talking to you again without having to worry about whether or not it's going on the tape or not. For this time, I really feel like that this will probably be the best tape I've sent so far. I hope, anyway. Well, today is October the 5th, I guess. Today is Cheryl's birthday, and I hope she got our card in time. I'm home, and I got here yesterday. I left after school yesterday, and tried to get off as soon as I could, but was delayed some. But got here in time to go to the Bobcat game last night. They played Permian, and I guess I told you that it was supposed to be a pretty good game. They felt like that the winner of this would go on to win the district. Well, we got there kind of late, but I had the ticket with Barbara LaGrasta, the coach's wife. And needless to say, it was quite an exciting game, and I always thought that the coach was the one that was so moody and would take everything so hard, but I don't know, I've about changed my mind. I think it's the coach's wife. But she was really nervous about it, I think. But anyway, the Bobcats lost 14 to nothing. It was a good game, but it's not quite good enough. But after sitting there and listening to her and everything, I couldn't help but think about what she had said about someday you might go into teaching, and wondered if that also meant coaching. I can't think of anything that would be any more fun, but I know it must be an awfully hard job too, especially after seeing them after a defeat. It's not much fun. But anyway, this morning I went to town and got a box ready to send, and I'll mail it Monday, and got that book of poems that I told you about. And if you don't like it, well, don't feel bad at all about telling me. I just thought that you might enjoy reading them. Sometimes they're kind of different, and it's not like what you're expecting, I know. So you just let me know. And then that candy that we sent you before, well, Mother made some more. And so I'll put some of that in there, and two deals of popcorn and some cheese. And that thing of Hawaiian punch I told you about, it's frozen, but, well, we let it thaw, and it may not be any good. It may be fermented by the time you get it, but I'm sure if it is, you can find somebody that'll drink it. And then tonight, this friend of mine, I think I told you once before that she was getting married, and she was going to marry a Marine. Well, he graduated as a first lieutenant today from Quantico and flew in just in time for the wedding. And it was quite an experience talking to him, I guess. There he stood in his dress uniform, and I'll have to admit that it was awfully hard for me. And just thinking about you and everything, I don't know. I didn't cry, but I almost did. It was a beautiful wedding and reception, and I guess that they're just about the wealthiest people in San Angelo. And for the first time, I really felt like somebody did something smart. They didn't spend a whole lot of money. It was very simple and everything, very plain. They had few things, and everything they had was real nice. But they had their emphasis on the things that I think that they should have. Well, you know, I told you about the fire at ACC. Well, I don't know if you remember this boy. He was a freshman when you were a senior. But his name is Jerry Wagner, and he went to Cooper, and then he was a freshman at ACC the next year, and on a track scholarship. His name is Gerald Wagner, but they call him Jerry. Well, he confessed to having started the fire, and I don't know all of the story or anything, but he has a baby, I suppose not much over one or two, a little boy, that they've just brought back from Houston, where he had eye surgery. He had cancer, and so I'm sure that the boy wasn't himself, and it's just so tragic to hear something like that, when really he probably did a service to the campus anyway, but you know that he's sick or something. He's not well, but what that real fancy lawyer, what's his name? Well, I can't think right now, but the one that lives up there by ACC, he's his lawyer, and I just figured that ACC was probably paying him because it's the insurance company that's prosecuting. And they had a long story about him on the news the other night. And he had done real well, but he was just classified as a junior, so he's been in ACC several years, and I guess he just had some years of eligibility left because he was on the track team this year also. I told you on that last tape something about Clint, and I guess I just shouldn't have mentioned it at all, because the more I think about it, the madder I get. So maybe we just better forget about it. I sent Shay a birthday card. Her birthday's the 7th, which will be Monday, I guess, and I sure hope she gets it in time. I went ahead and signed your name to it, too, but I remembered I told you about it, so you may have had a chance to send her something. I'm really going to need you to do this for me. You may not want to, and I know what you're going to probably say, but you just might as well resign yourself to the fact that you're going to get something, so you might as well tell me something that you can at least use or something that you want for Christmas. It's so hard to think of all the things that, well, I found some things that I thought you could use, but certainly not all the things that would be helpful to you or whatever, just some things you'd like to have. I'd hate to send you some things that you didn't have room for or that would just take up space and that you wouldn't use, so you be sure and let me know now. Just anything. I even found a floor-to-ceiling heater today that just plugs into a regular outlet. If you want that one, just let me know. I did make some cookies today. They're kind of like brownies. And I decided that I'd go ahead and send them to you. Then the more I thought about it, since I'd already gotten that box together for you today, I thought I might go ahead and send them to Dale. I haven't heard any more from Sherry about what he's doing or anything, but thought that he might really appreciate it. I don't know if he's hearing from Linda or anything or how many people are doing stuff for him, but I'll try to get these in the mail for him the first of the week anyway. I sure hope that he'll at least enjoy them. If he's out there in all that rain and all that bad weather, well, I know he'll just be glad to get something. We haven't heard too much from Sonny. He wrote Mother and asked her for some recipes, so she thought maybe that was a hint for her to get busy and send you some things. I guess he feels like that he's just almost single again. He's not heard anything from Faye. She did write and say that Lee was playing football, but that's all, so he doesn't know much there either. She is teaching in El Paso, but we haven't heard from her at all, so our information is real limited. I do wish she'd write, though. It would keep Mother and Daddy from worrying so much. I got a letter from your mother yesterday, and maybe it was Thursday, and I think that she thought maybe that I might come this weekend. I told you this on the other tape, that this weekend was homecoming in Friona, and she thought that there'd be a whole lot of kids coming down for the weekend, and maybe I could come, but I had a letter to her in the mail at the same time, which she got yesterday, I think, telling her that I'd be coming home this weekend and try to come to Freon either next weekend or the next. I think I told you that Sylvia said that she'd go with me if I'd go the 26th, so maybe we can work out a trip then. Well, this tape sure has gone fast, and it looks like that this is almost the end of this side, so I'll turn it over and try to fill up the other side too.